Are you thinking about buying or selling a home, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I'm excited to talk with Sarah Diesel. I know I've had a hard time always pronouncing that. I want to just say Diesel.
You did it perfectly.
No, thank you. Today, we're going to be talking about the Stillwater area and kind of surrounding communities a bit. Yeah. And definitely stick around as we dive into that, because there's, I mean, a lot of movement, a lot of development in that area over the last few years.
Absolutely.
But kind of wanted to just dive in a little bit into your background in real estate, and we'll get into what brought you into that area. But I guess first off, you know, born and raised, where were you always from Minnesota?
Oh yeah, I grew up in Burnsville.
Okay,
graduated from Burnsville High School.
All right,
and went to college in Colorado, Western State College, and after that I bounced
and you didn't
around.
Stay out there.
I didn't stay out there. Nope, okay. I lived in California for a bit, okay. Lived in Seattle for a bit, and then moved back to Minnesota.
Well, that's the one of the things about Minnesota. I know a lot of people that have left, but
yeah.
A lot of them have come back.
I
recently had a client out to Seattle, and I think it was like a year and a half, 2 years back again.
Yep, there's something that just draws you back.
Yeah, and I mean, Burnsville, a good area. That's obviously it's where I do a lot of work out of. I lived there myself for 12 years. Then you got in, finished college, came back. What is it then that kind of drew you into real estate?
Yeah, I've always been intrigued by real estate, but I was doing, I was a sales rep for a lot of different companies and doing a lot of traveling. And it was after I had both of my kids and traveled for quite a bit when they were really little. I was looking for something that I could really invest my heart and soul into and would keep me local.
Yeah. And I know this with... you know, having a family as well is some of the flexibility. Of course, it's not as much as everybody likes to think. You know, just you know, pick your own hours.
Yeah, you always think you'll have more flexibility than it actually turns out to be.
And then you're out on showings at 8 o'clock at night. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, would you say with your start in real estate, you know, what is it? Something like. Over 50% of people leave the industry within the first 2 years.
Yeah,
so what did you think of your first couple of years as an agent?
Yeah, I joined a top team out of the Minneapolis Lakes area and really learned from some great agents out of that office and on that team.
Busy location.
And so it was very busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of agents and just a lot of activity, a lot of volume, a lot of different scenarios and yeah, it was exciting. There was a lot going on, and
well, I think
everything was different.
Yeah, I mean, I know I worked with my brother, of course, is one of the other owners of Bricks as well. But worked with my brother kind of in a team, and it helps to have the business there to help get you that experience and build that up.
Yeah,
because you know, without being there daily. In transactions, you know, you're not going to learn that fast.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's hard to be on your own island and figure everything out.
Yeah.
Without a support, you know.
But now you're on your own.
And now I'm on my own.
Out of our Stillwater office.
Out of Brick Stillwater office.
Yes. Yeah, no, we are so excited to not only have you with us, but have that office location as well. I mean, Stillwater has been a place that I've loved going ever since a kid. But so you've been doing this for how long now? In real estate?
Going on 9 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
Still haven't left it yet.
So happy to be here.
It hasn't scared you off.
It hasn't scared me off. No, I love it.
What are some of the aspects about real estate that you really enjoy?
You know, there are so many. I mean, I love that every day is different. I love the people that I meet. And, you know, I love learning about the market, learning about houses, market statistics.
Well, you know, that's one of my passions.
Yes.
I love
learning that from you, too.
I think people don't realize how dynamic our market is and how quickly it changes. You know, they just think it's this one line. This is what our market does. And everybody's waiting for a crash, which is not coming.
Yeah.
That, right, right. And they don't understand the nuances and how much of a difference when you list a home, the day of, even the day of the week makes. Yeah, so, yeah, that is a very fun piece of real estate. Like you say, every day is different. But we're going to take a quick commercial break coming up, and then we're going to dive into a little bit more about the Stillwater area and surrounding communities. Again, if you have any questions for us, you can give us a call, 651-303-0019, or check us out at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. We'll be right back. Our local sponsors are Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrad and Chad Preeby with Bell Bank Mortgage, Structure Tech Home Inspections, James Tufson with Country Financial, along with Cregan's Construction and Gray Duck Staging and Design.
Hi, I'm Ruben with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Everyone knows you should have a home inspection before you buy a home, but we've heard of home buyers being encouraged to skip the home inspection in this crazy market to make their purchase offer more attractive. Now they're facing tens of thousands of dollars in unexpected repairs. I'm telling you now, don't skip the home inspection. Here at Structure Tech, we can get your home inspected quickly, and we offer a full line of services. Visit us online at structuretech.com to learn more.
Don't fall for the billboards or the clickbait. There is no such thing as today's rate. Mortgages and mortgage rates are individual to you. Chad Preeby and Eric Bloomstrand with Bell Bank Mortgage are here to show you the formula to get your best rate. Once you know this formula, you can mortgage shop with confidence. Find us online at chadpreeby.com. That is chadpreeby.com. NMLS 1462493, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kurt Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial transactions people make. Before you make your next move, download our free Smart Home Buyer or Smart Seller guides to give you the edge in our real estate market. From deal hunting to knowing the right repairs for maximizing value, these free guides have it all. Check them out and more at BricksTwinCities.com under publications.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you like the show, you can check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. If you have any real estate questions for us or need any help with your real estate needs, whether you're buying or selling, give us a call anytime, 651-303-0019, because lo and behold, this is not the full-time thing I do all the time, just sitting in front of a camera doing TV, but out in the field doing real estate. And, our guest with us today, Sarah DeZiel, out of our Stillwater office, talking about Stillwater and surrounding communities. And so I wanted to kind of dive into that. But before I do that, I didn't give you a proper introduction, Chad.
Oh, that's okay.
I know Nick is going to be nice and throw in your name down on the screen before, from the previous segment. But right. Chad Preeby, Bell Bank Mortgage, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yes, you've lived out on kind of the east side of town, not as far out as Stillwater, but...
Yeah, we were in White Bear and traveled to Stillwater often because of the
96?
Well, 96 and the river and the bike trails, and I know I don't want to steal your segment here, but there's a lot of good things to offer in Stillwater for especially people that are outdoorsy.
Yeah.
Love it there.
And I kind of grew up on that end of town as well. Dive into some of my stories here in a minute. But Sarah, what brought you to the area out there?
Yeah, I've always loved Stillwater and just the outdoor recreation and all the parks and everything that it has to offer. But we were living in Minneapolis at the time and loved Minneapolis for a lot of the same reasons.
Right,
the lakes. Work and everything that was going on there, all the culture.
And you said you were out of the lakes office with a real estate company. So it was it that move out to how did that all pan out?
Yeah, so we were outgrowing our house big time, and so we had to move. And as a realtor, I was looking at all these houses that came on the market and looked for about a year, and just nothing felt quite right. And our daughter had just started kindergarten, and I just decided to open up the search to the Stillwater area. And I opened it up to the Stillwater School District, knowing that that's a top-rated district.
Right.
And it was the next day that this house popped on that just was exactly what we were looking for, in a really, really neat spot. So we jumped on it.
What are some of the communities that are encompassed within that Stillwater District?
Yeah, so the Stillwater District is huge. It is as far south, if you can imagine, the St. Croix River.
Yep.
And as far south to Afton, and then going up the river, Lakeland Shores, Lake St. Croix Beach, Bayport, Stillwater, and then we have Marina on St. Croix, and then there's also Oak Park Heights, Lake Elmo.
That is huge.
Yeah, yeah, parts of Woodbury are in the Stillwater District.
Wow.
West Lakeland, so it's a large district.
How many high schools?
There's one high school, so I think it's eight elementary schools, maybe it's six or seven, and then that feeds into two middle schools feeding into one high school.
That high school is gorgeous, though.
It is.
Massive.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
So the school's kind of got your attention out there.
Definitely did.
Mm-hmm. Was it also like house for the money?
At the time, yes. I'm not sure if it's still like that. But at the time, we were really surprised for the amount of square footage we could get and the yard space we could get for the same price range we were looking in Minneapolis.
Yeah, you're definitely right about the trend being upwards. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I would say it still probably stands true, you know, square foot per square foot.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it in comparison to south. Well, obviously, how long have you been there now?
So we'll be in our seventh. This fall, it'll be 7 years.
Okay.
That we've been in our house.
So you must like it. What's kept you around Stillwater, I guess?
So many things. I mean, it's home to us now. We've really gotten into our community and, we met so many people. Our kids are in sports. They love the schools. Our kids would probably never allow us to leave and we don't want to either. It's just been such a fun place to live. And
I mean, talk about one of the most probably attractive communities that there is in the, you know, small town feel. Mm-hmm. But yet so close to the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
You know, I know I was, as a kid, grew up in Maplewood and would take the Gateway Trail.
Okay.
Do the bike ride out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's you know, got that vibe. I mean, what is that? Walker, I think, is maybe the only other town that I think is as cute, you know, when you walk the main street.
Walker, Minnesota. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So outside of schools and sports, what are some of the things, the passions that you really have in the area?
Yeah, I mean, we, through COVID, we kept a boat on the river, and that really kept us sane. We were up and down the St. Croix quite a bit. But now we love paddleboarding on the river. And
still have the boat?
We got rid of the boat right after COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We actually didn't use it as much as we thought we would.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, with kids the ages of ours, we're just on the go all the time, but... We spend a lot of time in the state parks. We go down to Afton. Our kids had ski passes at Afton, the ski hill last summer or last winter.
Afton's so beautiful.
Yeah, it is a nice area.
Wonderful area.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, all the little towns that you're naming off are great locations.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, you go right over the bridge and you're in Wisconsin, which I think there's a lot of beautiful state parks right in that area there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
Willow River and the Kinnickinnick.
Yeah,
I never realized how close Somerset was until the new bridge was open.
I know, it's brought it a lot closer.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are, would you say, some of the things, the developments that are happening, or developments that you've seen, the growth within the city in the last 7 years?
Yeah, I think probably notably the largest thing that we've noticed that's happened in Stillwater is they closed off the lift bridge to automobile traffic.
Yes.
And that's now just pedestrian, mm-hmm. and that's made such a huge difference downtown. Just
very neat.
Yeah, I know. It is really cool with the flow of everything. And then they've connected the lift bridge with the new St. Croix Crossing Bridge. And so there's a loop trail that's you can walk 4.7 miles around the two bridges along the Minnesota side and the Wisconsin side. But without having all that traffic going through downtown, it's really, you know, brought in a lot of tourists downtown, and it's made it a lot easier for even locals to get down there and, you know, grab dinner and see a show or something.
There's a lot of happenings down there.
A lot is happening. New hotels have gone in right downtown, really cute, boutique style hotels. Hotel Crosby has a hot tub on the rooftop deck. And the Laura Hotel is sort of built into the caves on the side of the road as you're kind of coming into Stillwater on 95.
Really? Yeah.
And so they both have great restaurants. And
cool.
Yeah, wasn't there that new like tiki bar place?
Tilted Tiki. Tilted Tiki is right downtown.
Yes. But by the way, coolest. I think my kids got like a kitty cocktail or something, and it was like unicorn glasses. Yeah. They came out and they can give you like a little
like a whale or something that'll go in your drink. And
cool.
Yeah, the kids love it.
Well, yeah, and restaurants galore.
Yes. Yeah, I think I just heard the other day that there are over 30 restaurants and bars just in the downtown Stillwater area.
I like that you mentioned that, because a lot of those are privately owned establishments.
Yeah.
Not a lot of chains.
Yeah. Nothing against the chains, but it's I think for me and my family.
What do you got? Something against Applebee's?
No. But I don't mind going to a privately owned or a mom and pop type of establishment more because I'm helping the community and the family, right?
Yeah. So yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, we were talking about Lolo down there.
Yeah.
Probably some of the best, what is it, Korean barbecue wings or something?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Lolo has a great menu.
Yes.
Yeah. Lolito.
And then you got all the antique shops down there.
Yeah, and great bookstores, too. Mm-hmm. And then the food co-op for natural foods is right downtown Stillwater. There's a new distillery and brewery downtown, too.
Cool.
Do you know the name? I'm just curious.
No, I don't. Okay. I can't think of it offhand.
We'll look it up during the commercial.
We'll look it up
during the commercial break here. There's some big development going on.
Mm-hmm.
Big new luxury apartment complex.
Yes.
Yes.
Right across the street from our office.
Yes.
So that's the, it's going to be, I believe it's a, I think, 4-story apartment building, 73-ish units, luxury rentals, which is something that downtown Stillwater has not seen.
Yeah, rents between, $1,300 and $3,400?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's...
So when a person is tired of paying those rents and ready to buy a house,
yes,
come down the elevator, walk across the street,
right.
Come see Sarah.
Yep, and our beautiful Bricks office right across the street from Demachin Wine Bar and the new luxury apartment building.
Yes. I think any new development is you know, beneficial, helping values in the area. One of my favorites, though, is kind of the parks. You already mentioned the Loop trail system, but there's other good parks and trails also. I mentioned the Gateway Trail.
Yeah,
that comes in.
Yep, and then Browns Creek Trail will connect to that, and then just north of Stillwater, there's a new property. It was called the Apple property, and it was a home site that somebody had lived in for years, and they've donated that to the city of Stillwater, and so now it's going to be a 15-acre park and event center, canoe landing and kayak landing.
Cool.
Right along the river.
That's the Lumberjack Landing.
Lumberjack Landing. Yes. Yeah, the town, the community gets really involved. They did a naming, I think it was a naming contest, and so everybody submitted what they thought it should be named, and they chose Lumberjack Landing.
All right, because they still have Lumberjack Days, right?
They do.
Yes.
Yeah, that's been resurrected, and it's a big event in the summer.
I remember going to that as a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I spent a ton of time down there. My mom was an antique dealer. So drag us by the ears, you know, as kids, really not that into antiques, but
yeah,
right.
Oh, now cool. I want to go into the shops.
Yeah, you never know what you'll find.
Yep. Well, so not much though, surprisingly, for like new single family development, at least right around Stillwater, which is kind of driving prices a bit.
Right. I mean, there's, you know, we've seen a lot of developments pop up in the recent years in Lake Elmo,
mm-hmm.
But the majority of those have sold out.
Yeah, like Woodbury has been making the push. Lake Elmo is kind of growing. Yep.
There are a few newer developments coming in into Lake Elmo, and there are some north of Stillwater a bit. But as far as right in Stillwater,
yeah,
there isn't anything.
Not a whole lot
going on.
I have a feeling we're going to see some change. I think, you know, COVID put a lot of stress on the industry, you know, right, with material prices, and I think a lot of people like sat back to look at you know, possible development until it looked like that would work itself out.
Right.
Of course. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's talk a bit about the market and where that's at. Now, you said you had purchased your way in back 7 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And obviously prices 7 years ago were quite a bit different than they are now.
Yeah.
I actually just redid a video from years ago, and it was like, it was 5 years ago I did this video, and it was all about how much home prices have gone up. And so, like, for the first time home buyer, they would have had to save $17,000 per year just to stay current with home values.
Wow.
But, and that's in like the average appreciation in the Twin Cities, where like Stillwater, I think we saw appreciation upwards of 16%.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So home prices definitely are moving and have moved there. Are you still seeing much for opportunity as far as a single family showing up, or is the market really, really tight?
The market is very tight, but yes, there is always opportunity too.
Yep.
There's always, you know, people move for different reasons all the time. And so there are homes that come up, and you can still find a reasonably priced home in the Stillwater area. You just have to be poised and ready to jump on it.
Right.
Where there's a lot of opportunity, or can be opportunity, is buying a home that maybe needs some cosmetic updating, things like that. And you see a fair amount of those on Stillwater with just the amount of older homes that are there and a lot of people that have maybe been living in their homes for 50 plus years.
I was going to ask that. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no.
About the turnover. So there's still maybe a lot of older folks that are maybe looking to move out to a single slab on grade type of living where that may open up opportunity for first time home buyers or
Exactly.
Looking to take on maybe a project.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a great tip for sellers as well as buyers. Buyers, go out and look for this house that needs the cosmetic updating, right? Mm-hmm. The one that maybe doesn't have the best pictures. We talk about that all the time. And by the way, for sellers, you know, one, go to our publications page, TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com, click on publications. We have the Smart Seller Guide in there. But the tip about getting your house ready, and that's something you can give people information on. Hey, if you do these couple things, you can bring your home value up a lot.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah. So we are going to be taking a quick commercial break. When I come back, I want you to ponder on what is your favorite thing about real estate all time.
Okay.
And then, yeah, in our last minute and 30 seconds, you can go over that. And we'll also look up the name of the distillery and brewery during the commercial breaks as well. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call, 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer any of those or get you on to Sarah. If you have questions for her, we'll be right back.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
My name is James Tobson with Country Financial. Anyone can sell you insurance, however, is it going to be the insurance you need? When life pops up with its surprises, you want the right coverage. When it comes time to find or renew your policy, give me a call. I would love to review your existing policy and show you what I can do for you. You can email me at james.tobson@countryfinancial.com or give me a call at 651-365-3408.
Hi, I'm Becca, owner of Grey Duck Staging. With today's home buyers beginning their journey exclusively online, the look and feel of your home matters more than ever. Whether it's a simple in-home consultation, a refresh using your current furniture, or a whole home staging, our goal is always the same: showing your home in the best light and helping you achieve the highest sales price possible. To learn more, visit us at greyduckstaging.com or check us out on Instagram at greyduckstaging.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Went for the mad scramble there. Okay, distillery, Forage and Foundry,
yes,
opened up, and brewery, River Siren, mm-hmm, are the couple new places to check out Stillwater there. All right, I'd love to ask this question, which is, what is like your absolute favorite part about being in real estate?
Well, it's definitely the people that I've met along the way and the relationships that I've built.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's definitely one of those ones where you're with people for so long. You know, we had Jilly on, who comes on regularly, yeah, and she says the exact same thing, right? That it's yeah, building those relationships, and that's the fun part. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know when we do our client appreciation events, how great it is to see everyone.
And that shows your passion into the business as well.
You had
it's not just a one-time transaction.
I know you had a quick question for Sarah.
Yeah. So if a client wants to move across the bridge to Wisconsin, are you able to help?
Absolutely. Yep, good. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Good to know. Very good.
Yeah. That was one of the most formative licenses that I've gotten in real estate, was getting that Wisconsin license. It's definitely a good one to have. All right, if you have any questions again for Sarah or just real estate questions in general, give us a call, 651-303-0019. Happy to help with that. Check us out as well at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
People always ask realtors, what is your commission? But what they should be asking is, what is your rate of return? Commissions only vary by a couple of percent from agent to agent. However, the price per square foot you get just based on their experience and the quality of marketing they use can vary by 10% or more. At Bricks Real Estate, our agents use the right marketing and have the experience to get you top dollar for your house. See what we can do for you at BricksTwinCities.com.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
You can catch us across all your devices, whether that's on TV, on the CW23 Saturday mornings at 6:30, or KSTC Saturday mornings at 6, on the radio at AM 950, Sundays at noon, also on YouTube or Facebook by just typing in Twin Cities Real Estate Show, or you can also podcast us anytime, again, by typing in Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Don't forget to check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There you can find all of our past shows, our weekly market updates, along with the latest and greatest searching and researching tools, and our free publications to include the Smart Home Buyer Guide and the Smart Seller Guide, along with the Bricks Report. All of these free for you. If you have any real estate questions, please feel free to give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions or assist with your real estate needs.